Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Saturday, February 11th, 2023. Biden to visit Poland from February 20th to 22nd. Ukraine's president encourages leaders to ban Russia from 2024 Olympics. And Warsaw voted Europe's number one destination. Good afternoon. The US President Joe Biden is set to visit Poland between February 20th and 22nd. During the visit, he will meet with Polish head of state Andrzej Duda, attend a meeting of NATO's eastern flank countries, and deliver a speech ahead of the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, John Kirby, the Strategic Communications Coordinator at America's National Security Council, told reporters Biden would send a message of continued US support for Ukraine's efforts. Today marks day 352 of Russia's war in Ukraine. The president of Ukraine has implored the heads of countries that will participate in the Olympic Games in 2024 to ban Russia and Belarusian athletes from the event. President Zelensky has taken part in an online meeting attended by 35 sports ministers to discuss demands that Russian and Belarusian athletes be banned from the 2024 Olympics, the Lithuanian sports ministry said on Friday. With war raging in Ukraine, Poland, the Baltic states and Nordic countries had called on the international sports bodies to ban Russian and Belarusian athletes from competing in the Olympics. Ukraine has threatened to boycott the Games if Russian and Belarusian athletes compete. However, the International Olympic Committee has opened the door for Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete as neutrals. The Polish capital, Warsaw, has been voted the European best destination for 2023. Almost 700,000 travellers from 178 countries have taken part in an online vote over a three-week period. Warsaw received a total of 142,081 votes, 50,000 more than runner-up Athens. Slovenia's Maribor, Vienna and Cittadella in Italy are in third, fourth and fifth place, respectively. European Best Destinations is a travel website dedicated to promoting culture and tourism in Europe. And finally, a sea defence project that has been running since 2018 to build up defences along the Hel Peninsula between Władysławowo and Kuźnica has come to its conclusion. 135 spurs have been built along the coastline to protect beaches from coastal erosion, as well as other initiatives to protect the coastline of the Hel Peninsula. The works are estimated to have cost around 5.8 million Polish złoty. As part of the work, a research study was also commissioned with the Institute of Hydro Engineering of the Polish Academy of Sciences for monitoring and mathematical modelling of hydro and lithodynamic processes around the Hel Peninsula. The knowledge gained as part of this task will give a picture of how the shore changes and how the applied protections work in protecting the coastline.
The weather.
Today will be a rainy and cloudy day and a moderate breeze with temperatures of 7 degrees centigrade, 45 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and minus 2 degrees overnight. Sunday will be a sunny day in a gentle breeze and temperatures of 5 degrees during the day and 3 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.